So I'd like to start this session, the working group to face-to-face meeting. We have here Danny, Daniel, Hiro, and Gabi, Christina, and on the remote we have Shabas. And no more is coming. Oh, Bart is coming. Morning. Now Bart is coming. Okay, it just started 15 seconds ago. Okay. Today's agenda is only reporting yesterday's working group two session in CCNSO meeting. No, it's not yesterday, the day before yesterday session. Sorry. So I'd like to report the about the session. So the day before yesterday, I walked through the cover page of the public comment solicitation announcement. So I talked about the comment period opened on 22nd October and will close at the 15th of December. And I talked about the issues about the membership definition and roles of members, about the eligibility and selection of counselors, and initiation of PDP and voting, and quorum for voting and scope of PDP, defined in Annex C. And mainly I talked about the voting and quorum. So the voting means that the initiating some discussion and deciding something. So initiating the discussion or initiating something, so all members means this time the ASCII and CIS, ASCII and IDM managers, all of them are members of the CCNSO, and all members can say something to initiate something. And in deciding or finalizing the activities, when voting, one vote per territory is preferred by nature of the working group members, but other opinions are on one vote per member. So I reported that, and I solicited comments from the floor. And there weren't very many questions and opinions, but I remember that .cn people said that one vote per member may be reasonable, but it seemed that it was not a strong opinion. And about this, Bart and Demi spoke the background of one vote per territory. We have another comment from Kim Davis about the IANA entry, about the relationship of the IANA entry and the member definition. So he said it because of the variant issues. If the variant TLVs are considered to be one, CCTLV, it should be one member, but in the IANA entry, there was no definition yet to have one entry for variant TLVs. So he asked that, but we have to leave it until the variant issue was solved by another group. So it should be in December or something. I think that the old discussion the day before yesterday. So, any other comments from the members? But it was it okay? Damien, Daniel?
No comments.
No comments? Okay. Maybe that's a report. So, do you have any questions? Now we have Paulus here. Good morning. Okay, if you don't have comments on this, let's talk about the schedule in the future from today. As I reported, the public comment period is now open, and the close date is 15th of December. So we have to wait for the close date to summarize the comments, and if necessary, we have to discuss on the comments and how to revise the current document. It's my understanding. Is it correct, Bart?
Yes, this is Bart. Yes, that's correct. I just want, so that's regarding the activities for the, say, under the PDP at the same time, and that would be my proposal, is that I'll try to send you in 2 weeks, yeah, 2 weeks will be feasible, say, the updated version of the rule and guidelines, which, so we completed the discussion up till this stage on voting, but that also means that we need to update the final report of the camp work and on the draft final report on changing the rules and guidelines of the CCNSO itself. Because that needs to be aligned.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Any questions?
I was just thinking, do we expect that the comments may bring some major addition of our report? We can't know that yet, but do we have time?
If you look at the final report or the draft final report, I think it reflects all the options. So at this stage, you can draft it two ways, and there are some aspects of the rules and guidelines which are similar to the, the draft final report. Say there is, again, this distinction between nomination, etc., and there is this distinction between voting in some instances and calling for a vote. Say calling for a vote is almost similar like initiating a PDP. So we can use that already as stable. And when it comes to voting, yeah, then it depends very much on the outcome. But I think that is because we got the options listed, and we got the quorum rules listed. So we can easily, so whatever is the outcome of say, the discussion in the final report, then we can adjust it. And it's easiest. But then we have at least everything covered, and we can submit them almost at the same time.
Okay, any other comments or questions? Okay, thank you, Bart. So, as Bart said, we have to work on the rules and guidelines while waiting for a comment period closure on the main document. So, if Bart can send the revised rules and guidelines proposal or the draft document to our mailing list, maybe I may propose that we have a conference call in 3 weeks' time. Is it okay for all of us? All right, so if we take the usual pace, It's 12 o'clock UTC on Thursday. So if it's held in 3 weeks' time, it's going to be November the 17th. Why is this very nice? Okay. Yeah.
I think on the rules and guidelines, there are a number of documents. Are we going to go through all of them, or are we targeting one particular rules and guidelines document?
We have already, say, an interim paper on the rules and guidelines where we identified all the issues involved, which need to be, say, aligned with the proposals under the IDN CCTO, the PDP, say, of this working group. What I intend to do is use a similar type of structure as the draft final report and see what needs, so come up with some suggestions for change as well, so the working group can discuss it. And as I just explained to Daniel, I'll say the voting itself, the real voting is, yeah, we have to await what comes in, but the rest can be adjusted anyway and aligned. And for the voting, we can use either mechanism what is proposed, and you see what the consequences are.
Okay. All right. Other questions or suggestions? If not, may I propose again that we are going to have another council call, another working group to call on November 17th. So can all of us make it? I hope so. Okay. So it's a Thursday, noon UTC. As usual. Okay, I don't have any other things on my note, so any other business? If not, it has been a good meeting. Okay, thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Shabbat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.